Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. It's so good to have a studio audience. My guest, David Herzog, his father is Jewish, and at 13, he had a bar mitzvah like no bar mitzvah you've ever seen. It wasn't fountain pens. It wasn't all the big party. He had a visitation from the Messiah of Israel, and he was commissioned to teach on the glory. He understood by going to heaven what the glory or the manifest presence of God, when God invades a place, he got revelation of this, and he's known. It's interesting. The word glory was mentioned in his visitation, and that's what he's known for teaching throughout the world. When he teaches on the glory, and I can tell you, I'm an eyewitness to this. This isn't secondhand. I literally was sitting in front of a woman with gray hair, and all of a sudden, I saw brown hair start just radiating from her. Throughout the course of the night, it was turning browner and browner. I have seen people lose weight instantly in this glory realm. People, now this I haven't seen, but I got reports of people that did not have hair. Hair would come out. People that had metal in their body, the metal would turn to bone. David Herzog, now this is absolutely ridiculous. We have in the studio audience a man that had a meeting just a couple of weeks ago, invited you to speak, and they kept adding up the total of the offering they took. And the reason they kept adding it up is it kept getting larger. This should not happen.
It's a great problem to have when you have to keep counting.
I mean, how would you like to count your money every night and see it multiply? Are there any accountants out there? That'll blow your mind. So, David, tell me this encounter you had at bar mitzvah age.
I was 13 years old at this youth camp, and they said, who wants the Holy Spirit? I said, I do.
I do.
All right, then, guys, let's get up and walk right this way.
I ran up there waiting in the line, and this guy in front of me starts crying before we got to the front to get prayer. And I said, why are you crying? Does it hurt? No, it feels great. I thought it hurt because he was crying. Why would a guy cry even if it hurts? So I waited, and then suddenly this warmth came on my body, and I started crying, and I felt this pure liquid love. And suddenly I was taken to heaven, and I saw the thrones of God. I saw the Father, the Son, and suddenly this voice came out and said, you're going to travel for my glory. And I was just, I think all night I was praying in tongues, which is a foreign language from heaven. And I couldn't stop praying. And I knew from that day something changed in my life when I saw heaven.
Tell me the first miracle of note that occurred after this experience.
Yeah, I was asked to teach a little group of young people. They were like maybe 7, 8 years old.
My kids.
On a Sunday morning. So I taught them from this manual that they gave me. And I got kind of bored teaching from the manual, so I kind of went off the script and I said, listen, kids, let's just pray for someone that's sick. Don't tell the pastor because I might get in trouble, but let's just pray and see what happens. Don't tell them I didn't follow the weekly thing because they might not like that. And so a little girl comes out and says, look at my leg. It's so short compared to the other one. I've got, I think, with scoliosis. And I said, sure, let's pray for that and see what happens. And I closed my eyes on my first miracle, and her leg instantly began to grow out, and the kids began screaming, look at her leg, look at her leg. And I opened my eyes, and her leg had grown out, but I had missed watching my first miracle.
That's okay. You've had many sins. So David literally goes to Bible school, and then he feels God's told him to go to France. Now, I have to tell you, if I was picking countries, no offense for those watching us right now in France, I would not have picked France. That is a graveyard for people that talk about God. And so David, no one knows him. Would you believe he had the longest standing revival move of God's Spirit in France in 50 years, but he had to get a revelation from God on how to have this move of God's Spirit in this graveyard, so to speak. What did God tell you?
Yeah, well, I remember when that revival hit, right before I said, God, I'm so desperate. I'm so hungry. And I took time off. I began to seek the Lord, to pray. But one of the things God showed me when I got to France, I said, Lord, how do we touch this country? It's so hard. He said to me, I went on a fast. And he said, during the fast, here's the secret. You do what Paul did. Paul was the expert on touching the Roman Empire, which is Europe. He said he went to the Jew first. And he says, I go to the Jew first to make them jealous and win some of them. And in return, God would magnify his ministry to the Gentiles. It says it right there. I magnify my ministry to the Gentiles by making the Jews jealous and saving some. So I went to Israel. I led 13 people to the Lord. When I got back, I had nonstop revival for the next 5 years every single week.
What types of things did you see happen?
Oh, crazy things. In that revival, a girl was picked up off the ground, 13 centimeters, lifted and floated in the air during the revival. She was weeping for souls. She flipped over like a pancake, and she was having a heavy set too, heavyweight girl, so it was even a bigger miracle. And she stayed up there for a few seconds, went back down on the ground. At that moment...
Wait a second. If she was 90 pounds, that would have been a big miracle.
And at that moment, all these young people ran up to be saved, and demons are coming out of them. And that launched that six-month revival, which was the longest running in 50 years in one place.
When we come back, you're going to find out how everything speeds up in the glory. You're going to find out how, as a matter of fact, I believe that some of you are going to actually, and I'm hearing it, are going to get gold teeth from heaven. Has this happened in many of your meetings?
It happens almost every week.
We have hold that thought. We'll be right back.
When David Herzog shares how to enter the God's glory zone, miracles, signs, and wonders are plentiful. Supernatural instant weight loss. Bald heads grow hair. The sick are healed. People are transported into the heavenly realm. David wants to help you enter into the glory zone, where anything is possible. Get ready to hear more when we return to It's Supernatural. Call now and get David Herzog's book, Glory Invasion, Walking Under an Open Heaven, and his two-part audio CD, 40-day devotional, Entering the Glory Zone. Yours for a donation of only $30. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9147. Through this book and audio CD devotional, you will learn how to access portals and gateways into the heavenly realm, remove limits to access God's promises, witness supernatural healing and creative miracles, obtain supernatural financial increase, understand how to pray from your heavenly seat. Access the heavenly courtroom to receive God's mercy and justice.
I wrote the book because we were experiencing so many amazing things, miracles and signs and wonders and souls being saved, governments opening up to us, that God told me, write this book and train other believers on how to operate in the glory in the way that you do.
Through this two-part audio CD devotional, David will mentor you in the glory each day for 40 days and help you activate the supernatural in your life. Don't miss out on getting David Herzog's expanded edition book, Glory Invasion, Walking Under an Open Heaven, and his two-part audio CD, 40-day devotional, Entering the Glory Zone. Yours for a donation of only $30. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9147. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina. Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9147 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with David Herzog, and we're having fun. I want you to have fun. What happens when someone dies in a hospital? You're having meetings in the same town, and you find out about it. Is there a distance in asking God for a miracle? Could you ask for a miracle of someone in a hospital, even if you're not there? David, what happened in Gabon, Africa?
Yeah, I was in Africa. I got up to speak in this huge, large outdoor healing campaign. And as I got up, God said, announce to the people that a girl has just died in the hospital, and the mother's in the audience, hoping that she'll get healed. So I announced this, a great way to start a crusade, you know. I announced this, and suddenly a lady comes up crying, that's my daughter. No, she can't be dead. And I announced, yes, she's dead. And then God said, now pray for her to come back from the dead. I asked them which direction was the hospital. They pointed it out, and I began to pray in the name of Jesus. I command her spirit to come back in her body in Jesus' name. And then I continued with miracle meetings and healings, and signs and wonders occurred, salvations. She got home and got to the hospital, and they said, ma'am, when you left, she died. We covered her with a sheet. But at a certain hour, the sheet began to move, and we looked, and she had come back from the dead. It was the same hour we started decreeing that the dead be raised and her spirit come back in her body.
What David teaches is that when the manifest presence of God invades a place, things actually speed up. Time can literally be compressed. Tell me about the time you had to go from Paris to Belgium.
Yeah, it's about a three-hour drive from Paris to Belgium where I was going, and my car broke down. I put the wrong gas. I put regular instead of diesel. But I didn't want to tell the person inviting me, so I called and said, listen, my car broke down, and I won't be able to make it by 7:30. It's already 7:30 now, and it started at 7. I said, I'll be there in about 3 hours, maybe 10:30, 11. So sorry, I'll see you there. Got in my car, began to worship God for a nice 45 minutes, and suddenly I started feeling lighter and lighter. I looked outside, and I was in Belgium. I was in front of the church. It took me 45 minutes of me getting into a realm of glory, and then in a split second, I was transported to the country in front of the building. And I walked in at 8:15. They couldn't believe it. They were still doing the music, and they said, wait, I thought you were, how did you get here? Did you take a helicopter? And I realized that God bends time. It's like if you got point A, point B. But in the glory, no time. And what happens is the glory begins to invade the time realm and bends the time continuum where point A and point B become the same location.
And now, many of you have wondered, how could God, the creator of the universe, make everything we see with our eyes out of nothing? How did God do that, David?
How did he make it out of nothing? Actually, he didn't do it out of nothing. That's what we've been taught.
Right.
But actually, the Bible says in Hebrews that he created visible things out of invisible things. And so the invisible ingredients God used was, number one, in the beginning, the spirit or the presence or glory was moving. You can't see the spirit most of the time, but it's there. It's invisible. Second invisible ingredient is sound. When the glory was there, God said, let there be light. And invisible sound, when it bonds with invisible glory, it creates a visible substance.
You know, there's a scientific field called quantum physics, and they're just beginning to understand what the book of Genesis states. If you really want to understand science, look at the Bible and then have science catch up with the facts. Tell me about what you found out from science about sound.
Oh, sound is incredible. Sound waves are embedded in everything in creation from the time of Genesis. Even your bones and your body parts have sound. That's why you don't have to just say, God, please heal. You can speak to the body part, and the sound waves inside the atoms, those sound waves called quirks, can hear and obey human voice commands, especially if you're a believer in the God of Israel, and you command. And we've seen body parts recreated by speaking to the sound waves inside the body parts to be healed.
How does someone, and this happens often when you speak, they instantly lose weight? How is God doing this?
Well, I explain it this way. It says, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if you walked into heaven right now, because of the glory that's there, if you were 300 pounds or you had a cancer or anything was wrong with you, you would immediately be healed. Well, that same glory is here right now in the studio. When the glory touches earth, the speed of heaven hits the earth. Even right now as we're talking, there's people in the studio audience right now that are overweight, and you've been hoping to get healed. And if you're in the studio audience right now or on TV, I want you to stand up right now where you're at and start checking your waistline right now. Don't wait. Just stand up, even in the audience there, studio audience. And if you need to lose weight, start checking your waistline right now. And I just release those miracles and those angels that operate in those kind of miracles now over your body. And check if there's anything wrong with you.
While you're checking, we're going to be right back after this word. And I am really going to expect the glory of God to speed everything up in your life. Finances, health, family coming to know God. Every arena will speed up. Why? The Messiah is getting ready to return. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Pastor Tony Kemp went 26 years without seeing any major miracles in his ministry. Then he logged on to our ministry website, sidroth.org, and began watching archive programs of It's Supernatural for 5 to 8 hours a day. It was like going to a school for the supernatural. He was being mentored, and he received one impartation after another. Miracles began to happen in his ministry. The crippled walk, the blind see, the deaf hear. People with all kinds of diseases are healed. Others receive missing body parts. Some experience supernatural weight loss. Jesus said, "You shall do greater works than I do." Why don't you do what Tony Kemp has done? Log on to sidroth.org and begin watching our archives of It's Supernatural TV programs. It's free. Get ready to receive an impartation from God so you too can begin to walk in the supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with David Herzog. David, in Bethel, Israel, I love Israel.
I love it too.
And in Bethel, Israel, you had an open vision of the end times. And guess what? What he's about ready to share, it's about ready to happen.
When I was in Bethel, I had an open heaven encounter. I had our team lay on the floor, because it's called Bethel. This is the gate of heaven. I said, if this is a gate, I'm going to tap into this.
For sure.
I go, let me test this gate out. So we had someone worship behind, had everyone lay on the ground, and I taught them how to enter to the third heaven. And we worshiped, and people were taken to heaven. I saw the crystal sea. I was taken up to the crystal sea, and I saw Jesus, Yeshua. I looked in his eyes, and I had never had it like that before. And he was flaming fire, and he looked at me and said, "Thank you so much for touching Isaac, the Jewish people. But now would you also reach Ishmael?" And I said, "Yes, Lord." And immediately doors opened for me to go to Kuwait, Bahrain, all these Muslim countries, Dubai.
Did you have the same miracles there as you've had in Israel and all over the world?
The same God works everywhere the same. Same signs and wonders, miracles touching Muslims, Jewish people, Hindus, Buddhists. We had a bunch of Iranians get saved.
I want to get this. Jesus thanked you for reaching Jewish people?
I was surprised. I said, "Well, yeah, of course." I didn't know what to say. What do you say when you're in a realm like that? I was just humbled to be there.
What did God show you is happening in these end times? Especially, and this concerns me a great deal, as I am Jewish and all of my family is Jewish. What did he show you about anti-Semitism?
Yeah, he showed me that in America, whenever things get worse historically, and it's going to happen again in America, when things get really bad, they'll blame the Jews once again. It'll probably be a combination of the markets crashing and Israel, wars with Israel and other Iran and other countries. When that happens, when it gets to a really bad point, they'll turn against the Jewish people. The Lord showed me that very clearly in America. And Jews would have a hard time even getting out. They'd have to hide and go through different locations, like the Native American reservations. And different states will have like refuge places, but they'll have to start making their way to
Israel. It's almost like the Underground Railroad was to African Americans. Mm-hmm. This is what I believe there'll be an Underground Railroad for Jewish people. Now, you teach about the Elijah glory. I love it. Tell me about that.
Oh, I like the Elijah realm because it says in Malachi, it says the spirit of Elijah will come. And Elijah...
But by the way, It says in Malachi, the spirit of Elijah is going to come, a spirit of miracles, when the hearts of the fathers are turned to the children and the hearts of the children are turned to the fathers. And do you know who the fathers of the Christian faith are? The Jews.
Exactly.
And do you know who the children are? The Christians. And it says, unless that occurs, there'll be a curse. But if it occurs, guess what? What a mitzvah. What a blessing.
Well, when you start blessing the Jews, praying for the Jews, sharing the gospel with the Jews, and doing anything with them or to help them, what happens is you get the fullness of what was lost. It'll be like the raising of the dead. Like resurrection power comes on believers when they connect with Jewish people in some way. Those who don't will actually start losing the influence and power they have now. And the Elijah, like you said, the Elijah is the Jew and the Gentile coming together, creates a fullness of power, of glory, of his presence, of favor directly from God.
Tell me more about what's going to happen with the Elijah glory. Are we going to see a lot of dead people raised?
Yeah, I had a vision that God showed me in the last days we'll see mass resurrections. Not one here.
Mass.
Or one there.
So we'll go into funeral homes and they'll go out of business?
Well, I saw I saw disaster areas that got hit by natural disaster or terrorism or some kind of sickness. Believers will come in there and begin commanding the dead bodies to come back, and there'll be a mass resurrection.
Now, do you believe the miracles and this resurrection glory that you've seen is connected somehow with Jewish people?
Oh, 100%. It says right there in Romans, it says, if the Jews come back into salvation, it'll be as the raising of the dead. And I believe a key to resurrection power is when the Jews come back into the gospel, or if Christians will invite them back into the gospel, it'll be like the raising of the dead. I believe that's spiritual, but also even literal, because in the early church, when they were raising the dead, it was Jew and Gentile together at the beginning, and they were raising the dead. When they got separated, the power took off. Then Rome became the center of Christianity, and there was no more power. As they come back together, Jew and Gentile, it releases supernatural resurrection power.
Tell me briefly about your revelation of the courtroom of heaven.
Oh, wow. I love that one.
I know.
Yeah. Lately, God's been giving me major revelation on heaven, and there's a place in heaven called the courts of heaven. And for an example, someone owed me a large amount of money. They didn't want to release it. They didn't think they should. And so I took it to court. Now, heavenly court, because this person was in another country, so I couldn't really deal with it. So I went to heaven. I went to the courts of heaven. I said, God, you're the judge. You decide. Here's my case. I pleaded my case. And when you're in heaven, the enemy whispers to you, no, you can't have it because this or that. And you make your defense. No, the word of God says this. God said this. And within about 24 hours, all the money was wired back to my account. Another time, a boy was supposed to go to jail. He had child pornography on his computer. He got saved in my meeting, repented. I took him to the courts of heaven. I said, Oh, Father in heaven, he deserves to go to jail. He did this sin. He's going to go to court Tuesday. They have evidence against him, but he repents. Your blood forgives him. He may or may not go to jail, but set him free. And God set him free, delivered him. Then the boy said, I want to be used of God. I said, okay, court's still in session. One more thing, Your Honor. He wants to be used in ministry. He goes back to the judge on Tuesday and the prosecutor. They took him aside and said, you know you're going to go to jail for a long time. We got a lot of evidence against you. He says, it doesn't matter. I'm saved, born again. God just did a miracle in my life. They were so touched by his testimony, they threw out the case. So the courts of heaven, heavenly experiences can have major and fast earthly changes in your life, in your finances, in your ministry, and open doors. If you learn how to access heaven, you can have things change on the earth very fast.
I believe that the glory of God invaded this studio. Actually, in the second segment, I could feel a change literally in the atmosphere. And I believe that if David prays for you right now, that glory is going to invade where you are. And what's going to happen to the people, David?
Oh, right now I'm going to pray, and they're going to feel heat. Some of them might feel nothing. They'll check their bodies. I believe there'll be a lot of teeth miracles as well, and other creative miracles, signs and wonders. Even what I don't say, if I don't say their miracle, people will start checking their bodies and will still get healed anyway, just by the glory that's here.
And I'm going to tell you what to do. When David says these words and the glory hits you, I want you to stand up where you are and jump up and down. It's an act of faith. Without faith, you can't please God. David, pray right now.
Those are watching on TV or in the studio audience right now, in the name of Yeshua, I see people's teeth, people that need teeth miracles, gray teeth, black teeth. I release angels of dentistry, and I see teeth turning to bright gold and bright silver, crowns and fillings. Again, I see more instant weight loss miracles occurring even right now in the audience and those watching on TV. I see a rotator cuff on the right side, right shoulder also being healed right now. In Jesus' name, a disc in the lower back, lumbar 3, 4, 6, and 9, popping back into place right now in the audience or on TV, and any sickness in your entire body. Oh, metal rods and metal screws turning back to bone right now, and anything else that's wrong with you, just get up and jump up right now, up and down, like 10 times. If I've called any of these things out, or if faith has come into you to be healed right now, and then after you jump around a while, you check your body, and you check it like 10 times until you see the miracle. If it's your teeth, ask people to look in your mouth.
And fingers, the arthritis is leaving your fingers, carpal tunnel. You have no carpal tunnel anymore. And backs, wow. I mean, anyone that has a back problem, you are healed in Jesus. Spine straightening in Jesus' name. Pain of all kind be gone in Yeshua's name.
When David Herzog shares how to enter the God's glory zone, miracles, signs, and wonders are plentiful. Supernatural instant weight loss. Bald heads grow hair. The sick are healed. People are transported into the heavenly realm. David wants to help you enter into the glory zone, where anything is possible. We'll be back with more of It's Supernatural in just one moment. Call now and get David Herzog's book, Glory Invasion, Walking Under an Open Heaven, and his two-part audio CD, 40-day devotional, Entering the Glory Zone. Yours for a donation of only $30. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9147. Through this book and audio CD devotional, you will learn how to access portals and gateways into the heavenly realm, remove limits to access God's promises, witness supernatural healing and creative miracles, obtain supernatural financial increase, understand how to pray from your heavenly seat. Access the heavenly courtroom to receive God's mercy and justice.
I wrote the book because we were experiencing so many amazing things, miracles and signs and wonders and souls being saved, governments opening up to us, that God told me, write this book and train other believers on how to operate in the glory in the way that you do.
Through this two-part audio CD devotional, David will mentor you in the glory each day for 40 days and help you activate the supernatural in your life. Don't miss out on getting David Herzog's expanded edition book, Glory Invasion, Walking Under an Open Heaven, and his two-part audio CD, 40-day devotional, Entering the Glory Zone. Yours for a donation of only $30. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9147. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina. Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9147 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guest had a depression that lasted well over 20 years. A black cloud was over his head. But now, when he sings, people are supernaturally set free from depression, worry, fear. It's wonderful.